You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Yes, yes. Hello, my pretties. Welcome to what seems to be for the first time ever, I'm the only one that's not in a hectic, grumpy mood today. Y'all are little grumpopotamuses. Jody and Mr. Todd, the cameraman.
Is that fun for you?
Yeah, it doesn't affect me one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're not going to kill my shine. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that right now. Could I get a little taste of some of that shine? It looked like mine. So Josh's Farmers Market is the sponsor of TJ and Jody's house. We're going to find out in just a few minutes why Jody's all fired up. There's also a little personal conflict that we have that we'll talk about. And then then we'll tell you also in the podcast today why Mr. Todd is the luckiest man on the face of the earth right now. Okay. at this juncture in the of today. Okay, all of that's coming up. First, we have to tell you about Josh's Farmers Market and all of the great stuff that they have. They have increased their lovability a lot during the off season, during the winter and everything, because they became their own seafood company. They go to the ocean blue and they get the seafood fresh from there. Every Thursday is when they have it back here in Mooresville, North Carolina. So they go every week. Thursday is what they call their big haul, the seafood haul. And I think we're going over there, this weekend, check out the food trucks and everything. That happens every weekend, food trucks and bands and stuff like that. The food trucks that they're having this weekend would be Cousins and Granny's, those donuts that we talk about all the time. Bay's will be Saturday, and Holy City food truck will be Saturday as well.
That's cool. So
all of those things. And they have those.
Is Holy City the waffles?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Boston Ferns, they have a bunch of those on site. Evidently, people are loving the
Wish
ferns.
I need a couple of those.
Where are you going to put those?
Front porch.
Our front porch? Hanging or in pots?
Probably in a pot.
Okay.
Why?
Just wondering. Because my mama always had ferns hanging across our front porch.
Yeah. Ferns.
And you're gonna put them in the. So why haven't you?
Because I want to do a show called Between Two Ferns.
A what? Yeah, Jody's Between Two Ferns.
You'd have on the front porch.
You'd have to get three of them though. Make it Jody's Between Three Ferns, so you don't get sued.
I won't get sued yet. Between three ferns on my front porch.
Right.
That would be fun.
They also have delicious freshly baked pies and breads and things like that. We don't talk about that enough. We talk about the produce being great and the flowers.
Yeah, I saw that they had key lime pies from Florida.
Okay.
That's
where the best key limes
but they
come
sell
from.
Out fast.
And you bought a bouquet of their flowers the other day to brighten one of your friend's day.
I sure did. They are so beautiful. And I might have bought a bouquet for myself to brighten my own day while I was there.
Yeah. I saw that.
They're pretty.
I usually have to move those when we're doing the Fend for Yourselves cooking show.
That's fine.
You know, Mr. Todd got allergies. No, he's delicate.
Yeah. we'll just put it back.
Sure. Okay, so we'll get into all that stuff I mentioned earlier, and then the big thing is explaining to you why today Mr. Todd is the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I said it on the regular old radio show, but I'll go and explain it to everybody else as well, so they will be jealous of Mr. Todd. Mm-hmm. So all of that is coming up. Hang on.
TJ and Jody's house.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome back to the fun-loving podcast sweeping the internets. and not just in audio form, but in video form as well. So you want to see how pretty Jody is? That's easy to do. On the AceTJ.TV and the YouTubes.
YouTubes.
Mm-hmm. So, Jody, you were fired up when you got in here today. Was it because Mr. Todd was running late?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't late.
I thought we were starting at 10:15 today.
And had I been here, would you have been able to do it at 10:15? Had I been here, could you have done it 10:15? Because what were you doing when I walked in?
Well, because Adam, the manager, threw an interview that I needed to do on me with a client at the last minute. Mm-hmm. But had I thought you were going to be on time, I would have told him it would have to be rescheduled.
Well, you told me to be here at 10:15, and I was, and you were in the middle of that.
Yeah, and so wasn't that impressive, though, to see your man in action?
I've seen it for 20-something years. Please.
Oh, he's working his magic. Mm-hmm. The magic man.
Yeah.
So, boy was telling you some stuff that you didn't quite like about.
No.
But I don't understand why you're upset. You told him, all he said was some things in his room, in his dorm room, where we're going to move him out next week, needed to be cleaned and all. You said clean it.
It was one thing that he hasn't taken care of that I was mad about, but it's the things that the previous roommate, who's no longer there, did that now he's telling me we're going to be responsible for paying for, and that is not happening. So what that means to me is when I get there, to help move him out, to help make sure everything's clean, then I'm going to have to find somebody to go talk to because we aren't paying for anything that a roommate messed up.
Yeah.
And is no longer there.
Okay, but I still don't, the part that I don't understand is what it has to do with me, you know, why I have to be there for that.
Because you have to come help move.
Do I, Jody?
Yes, you do. Yes, my shoulder is hurt and I can only do so much. And I got to get it better because I have to go move our daughter out at the end of the month and do it by myself and drive a U-Haul back.
And how did you hurt your shoulder again?
I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened.
Yeah. It's tough running around with some man. That's what happened.
Oh, it hurt my shoulder with a man?
Yeah.
What'd I do? Pick him up?
I don't even want to think about what you were doing.
Weirdo.
Jody.
Mm-hmm.
But you say it like that, but she didn't hurt her shoulder doing something, you know, illicit or anything. She just doesn't want to say because.
No, I don't.
Because it's not. But people are wondering why you can't say it. But she
I heard it working out.
No, they know that's a lie now, the way you said it. She was doing something for. She was volunteering. And.
Oh, my God. Why are we even talking about this?
Because I how'd you hurt your shoulder again? And you said that in a suspicious way, like people are going, well, how did she do that? So.
Anyway. That's why I need your help, is because I hurt my shoulder.
She was trying to help Ace get rid of that giant TV that he was trying to get rid of for so long.
That was it.
She helped him move that.
So, yeah, so I need your help. For that.
That's a long drive, though.
You'll be all right.
And you know I don't like schools.
Well, you're moving him out, so you should be happy. And he's had a great first year. He's done really well, I think. Well, yeah. Time will tell on that.
Right. We've seen the proof of the grades from the first semester, and he did well.
He did well.
We haven't seen the grades for the second semester yet.
And then, you know, then we leave next week for her graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Which
our daughter, yeah.
Yeah. She's done so well.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be a lot of fun. But I don't understand what I have to do with that either. Well, I have to go to that.
Well, don't go. How about that?
I mean, is it necessary
for
a dad to go to his daughter's college graduation? No.
Her mother and brother and grandparents and aunt will be there. So it's okay if you don't go.
Yeah. But I'm guessing her brother probably would like to not go as well. So
believe me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to stay with me.
Because he sounded just like you last night.
Oh, he did? About what?
So much. But he said, I said, well, good. You're almost finished or whatever. You'll be home. And then I got to turn right around and go to Nashville. I said, for a few days. And I'm going to guess when you graduate, your sister will come from wherever she is to see you. I said, stop sound like your dad. You're getting on my nerves.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's that you...
Oh, man.
You seem to criticize me a lot.
Do I?
Jody.
With what?
Yes. Like the other day when you started this whole new thing, when you've had a couple of glasses of wine, where you start in saying, we do everything you want to do.
Well, we do.
You do something that I want to do.
We do everything you want to do. And you know why we do everything?
Uh-oh.
Because it keeps the peace. Because if we do something that you're not wanting to do, because listen, I'd be glad that you're married to somebody who just goes with the flow. I can find fun in whatever I have to do. You, on the other hand, if it's something that takes you out of your comfort zone or something that you don't like, there's a face. There it goes.
You do that.
You will do that standing in a restaurant you don't like.
Yeah. But you act like I go on these tirades where I'm just cussing and raving.
No, not a tirade.
And all of that kind of stuff.
It's your facial expressions.
What in the world would you think if you really had somebody that you were married to that ran it and raved all the time? It's like, so maybe there's something that comes along that it's not my favorite thing or I don't like, and I make a face. Oh my God. Rob, in the other room, can you believe I make faces?
It starts with a face.
Oh God.
It starts with the face.
We need to get you to a shelter.
It starts with the face, and then you complain with everything.
God.
It starts with the face, and then you complain with everything. But you know what? I'm going to start doing it back to you the next time I don't like something when we're out, and I'll show you exactly what you do. We'll leave it at that.
You mean like whenever?
Oh, God forbid Jody makes a face and doesn't like it. I'm going to do the same thing.
But you mean like when it's... say when it is my birthday and we can go eat anywhere I want, and then I say I want to go to this restaurant, and you're like, ugh.
I do not. Like
that, That one year when I wanted to go eat a Chinese buffet,
you went.
And you did nothing but complain the whole time and make faces and turn your nose up at everything.
And did those faces hurt you? Did it? Call the shelter.
No, it didn't.
Did I make
it didn't
a face?
Hurt me, but I also didn't go around saying, how horrible you
so
are.
So you can
either.
Name one time I did that however many years ago, and you do it. Jody. Every single
just
time.
Just listen to the way you talk to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Right now. In
you're
front
not
going to
turn
people,
that.
Mm-mm. In front of people. Listen how you.
Yeah.
Oh, if I talk
you're
to
difficult
you like
and
this,
you know it.
Oh, my. Name a few things. Or, more than if we walk into a restaurant that's packed with people and we may have to wait 2 hours for a table and I have the gall to show a look of disappointment on my face.
Okay, or how about when we pull in a parking lot and it's full and immediately our tires hit the parking lot and you go, ugh, we are never going to get a seat in this place. Look at this parking lot.
Okay.
Every single time.
Right, because it has become a thing and it's a sarcasm.
You mean
thing.
It.
No,
you started
I
out not meaning every, it.
I did start out meaning it. And uh-huh. then.
And then you'll go,
and even the kids
it's not even
say,
that damn good.
Well.
That's the other. Then we go to that. I mean, it just spirals.
That happened one time. And I still stand by that. That the place that we were.
Whatever.
With the line and the wait to get in the place does not correlate with the with uh-huh. the quality of the food.
And then I also had a place planned for this past weekend to go do something fun, adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
You complained about that. So guess what? We didn't go because I didn't want to see the face and deal with the mood and hear the complaining.
You have now, that was because you decided to slip on your halo and martyr hat because I said.
Oh my God.
I said, oh, so we got to go. And I said, so we're going into Charlotte twice this weekend because I had to go Sunday for a work thing.
So awful.
And then.
Your work day.
Said,
oh yeah, that was so awful.
Then you said something. And then I stopped and I swear to God, I said, yeah, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's fine. That I immediately said, you're right. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
That'll be fine. That'll be fun. But then after that, it got canceled because it was,
mm-hmm.
We do have a vacation coming up, but you've already booked the guilt trip and threw it on me because I had the gall again to say, in a reaction, just oh,
I love how he turns
Charlotte
what
twice.
He does around, like in a reaction,
just in an honest, it's
so
just so then
she's
you
so
still
awful.
After an apology and a,
oh my
I mean,
God,
and it was almost immediately when it left my mouth, I said, I'm sorry, you're right. Quote, I'm sorry, you're right.
Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I know
was,
what happens because here's the deal, had we gone. After that, and anything not go the way that you think it should, then you would have been griping and complaining and saying we shouldn't have. I had to come into Charlotte.
That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen until after the fact.
Which, okay. Mm-hmm.
But,
nobody cares about this.
Nobody believes you, Joe.
Nobody believes me.
Nobody believes
well,
you.
Well, people believe me. Please. Mm-hmm. Please.
Yeah.
But do we not do things that you want to do? Let's be real.
Like what?
Do we avoid restaurants where you have to sit at a booth? Yes, because you don't like booths.
I don't mind, and I've said this a million times. The only time I don't like a booth uh-huh. is when there are a bunch of people shoved into a booth, and when it's kind of claustrophobic in there. And
claustrophobic?
If you've got six people mm-hmm. and they say, oh, we have a booth over here, one of these half-circle booths, then I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're adults and we're slammed up mm-hmm. against each other.
Sure. What about the restaurants with one side's the booth, the other side's a table, and they spread out the tables with mm-hmm. separate people? Do you complain about that?
Yeah. Do you like that? Is that your preference for seating?
No, but I sit there and not complain.
No, it's not.
But do you complain about it?
Not anymore.
Oh, since today?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's usually when it's just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to absorb everything that you're saying.
Don't even go here.
And I don't want strangers sitting right next to us distracting me from what's coming from your pretty mouth.
Okay.
I want you to get all the attention, not be, you know, have my attention diverted somewhere or another because we're eating dinner basically with strangers. Might as well go to a hibachi place.
Okay.
But again, I apologize for my facial expressions.
Thank you.
And
appreciate it.
I won't do facial expressions anymore.
Thank you.
I will erase all emotion from my face.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Like this, like I'm trying to do right now. What I need to do is just get like multi, you know, just layers of Botox so my face won't even move. So
that'd
I never show any
that would be good
expression in my face.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we do do, back to that, we do what you, we do things that you want to do. We really do.
Mm-hmm. But you don't, I thought we did things that we want to do.
Well, it's because I'm adaptable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What have you wanted to do that I wouldn't want to do?
Oh my God, I have mentioned before going to hit golf balls. You make a face at that. I've mentioned,
where are we going to hit golf balls?
We can go to the public course here and do that.
We don't even have golf.
You don't
clubs.
Like Top Golf because you don't like waiting in the lines. I would love to play golf. I would even love to learn to play golf.
I like Top Golf.
Why do you think I don't? You don't like going. You don't want to go
because you want to go on a Saturday night where it's just slam. I don't mind going anytime. I like Top Golf. I really do.
Come on now.
I've never complained about.
Let's go to Top Golf. You go. Yeah. No.
What do I go about anyway? No. Even something that you know that I'm. David Spade is my favorite. One of my favorite celebrities, not just comedians. We're going to see David Spade, but I'm not. Yeah. About that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Friday night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tomorrow night. But this is not when this airs. It's like
I said, I wanted to go see Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
Nope.
When is that?
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Y'all can have a couples weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would go see Kenny Chesney, but I wouldn't.
Here we go.
But I'm trying to think if there's something that. All right. There are certain places that I like to eat that you don't.
Such as.
I don't say, let's go eat here, and then you say, no, I don't like that place, and then I go, well, you hate everything, and you know,
all right,
you complain about everything.
This or is going in
whatever.
Circles.
I know, because
blah blah,
because people don't believe you. You're not
okay, people.
You're not putting a believable story out there.
Okay, all right. But the people you work with in this room would believe me.
Yeah. I guess so. Because
they know you very well.
Oh, my God. I know. And they know what a piece of shit
Nobody's saying that.
I am.
Nobody's saying that, pitiful Pearl. Nobody's saying that.
I am.
See,
I don't know
how. See, this is where you take it to extreme.
I don't know how people even can stand to be around me. I don't even know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, if I could escape my own body and get away from me, I would. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I would.
Okay.
I would leave me just in complete and total solitude to
please,
wallow,
you're on my nerves. Let's
wallow
move on.
In my misery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, my mom was always one of those people to say, if I'm going to get blamed for something, I might as well do it anyway. So I am going to turn into the a-hole that everybody you think seems to believe that I am. and let y'all see what that would really be like.
I don't believe I ever said you're an a-hole. Yeah. I don't believe that I said anything like that. I said that you make faces and complain when there's something that you don't want to do. That is a big difference than what you're saying.
Unlike other people.
Stop turning it around. Unlike
other people who, when something comes up that they don't like, they just say, yay. They don't make faces or complain. They just say, yay. And let's go. Let's do it.
I've done things before that I don't really particularly want to do or enjoy, but I go about my business and I don't make a big to-do about it. Yeah.
And how do you know that I don't do that?
Because you don't.
Because I don't throw it up in your face.
I've never seen you go with the flow.
Oh, look what I did for you, Jody. I went to this bullshit place that you wanted to go to and I really didn't want to go.
I don't say that.
You're saying it now.
No, I'm not. Quit putting words in my mouth. That's another thing I hate.
Again, make a list. She hates my expressions. She
put words in my mouth.
I have opinions. She hates that I
don't hate you have opinions. I don't hate you have expressions, you little baby. That is not what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I'll try not to even move my lips when I talk now to say the next thing.
God, whatever.
Please. Jody, Jody, Jody.
Oh, my gosh.
So, why were you, you seemed like you were in a bad mood when you came in, Todd. What did I do to you to set you off?
You didn't do anything.
He was here.
You didn't do anything.
He was just here.
After what I've just witnessed, I'm good. nothing's wrong with me.
You're eating your dum-dum diabetes, as Jody says. You got the lights on that you want on. What else can I do to make your day better, Todd? Nothing.
I'm getting ready to leave.
Where are you going?
Could you cook me
to go shopping?
Okay, because I do need those things from the grocery store.
I'm not getting your things.
I said you were pretty.
So?
Oh. And shouldn't that be enough?
No. No, it shouldn't.
Why do I continue to have to work to get your approval? Do you know how many women would love to hear that they're pretty all the time from their old sorry, rotten husbands? So, anyway, but the stuff that I need from the grocery store is not for me. It's for our dinner guests tonight.
Well, I might be canceling that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I'm going out.
Okay.
Okay.
So, this will be the second night this week she's going out to dinner.
Sure enough.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't make any faces while you were gone.
I know.
I don't make faces. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Mr. Todd is the luckiest man in the world today because we're filming the Fend for Yourselves cooking show. And he's always the taste tester, and he's going to get to eat today an entire filet mignon with mashed potatoes.
That'd be good.
Creamy mashed potatoes. Do you like those things, Todd?
Yes.
How often do you go to fancy restaurants like steakhouses and stuff the Capitol Grill kind of places and stuff like that?
Yeah. I was at Capitol Grill a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Cleaning it. You weren't a consumer. So it'll be along those lines, that kind of steak that you'll get to have today. Good. And Jody, will you be there for any of the taping?
I will not
today.
Will not.
You're always gone when we do it.
I know.
She stays in the streets.
Yep.
Stays in
my happy place. In the streets.
So we just got an irrigation system put in this week for our house, and then also some lights that shine up on the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we have new neighbors on the other side of us that just moved into their house. They finished their house, just moved in this week. And so that everybody's got hay in their yard, it's straw from having new grass. Well, a big wind came up the other day. It was a storm blowing in and blew everybody's hay into the other person's yard. Like everybody got driveways. The other person's yard and driveways and all. And so with that came these lights that shine up on the house that the guy that it's the same guy that does the yard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were out last night after I went to bed, shining the putting the lights where you wanted them up onto
you weren't
the,
like, in bed.
Shining on the mm-hmm. house.
You weren't in bed yet. I was trying to get out there to do it, and yeah, I mean, we just have too many lights. We look like a airport runway, so I was trying to move a couple of them out and shine them in different places.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tried to the night before, but I got scared because the fox across the street was staring at me like it was going to eat me.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to stay out there too long. I mean, mm-hmm. it was staring.
Well, the neighbor, when we first moved in, said all you got to do is like stomp towards mm-hmm. them. And they'll go away. They're her pets.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And then the other neighbors came in and said, your lights look good on the house, right? After you adjusted.
Today she sent me a text to tell me they look good. And it,
yeah.
But they're not. I said it's a work in progress, and it is.
Did they happen to say anything about my waking them up this morning when I left for work?
No.
Because I went to get out in my truck, and their dog went nuts barking inside of the house. Because it seemed like whatever room the dog was in, there was an open window.
Oh, no.
And then I got, like, I don't know, 5 minutes away from the house and realized that I forgot my wallet. So I'd turn around and come back, and the dog started barking again.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me that.
Well, good. Maybe it didn't wake
up. Oh, I bet it did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I can't help it. I don't know what to do about that. And it was dark, so they couldn't see whether or not I was making a face. So.
Oh, my God.
I'll literally spit out, sucker.
It's not my fault, Jody. He's laughing, so mm-hmm. that makes sense. So what are their names again? Richard and Emily.
No.
What's her name?
Julie.
God. Mm-hmm. Julie.
Mm-hmm. They do not they listen to this. They're good people.
Yeah.
They are.
But we think that that Paula, the neighbor on the other side, does listen to this.
I don't know. I don't know if she does or not.
I think she does.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not.
Because when we first told them what I do for a living, they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think that they started listening after that.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Or she did. Yeah.
I don't know.
She knows when Mr. Todd's over there, you know, doing the cooking show.
Well, because our house is lit up. And you can see from there.
Mm-hmm.
When they're standing outside, they can see it.
Yeah.
So.
But I do. I feel badly if I'm waking them up when I leave.
I mean, I warned her about that. So, yeah. You know, we'll see.
They should put their bedroom on the other side of their house.
You think?
Yeah. So it's not close
to the house. They're just waiting to get their blinds in.
Are they going to be soundproof blinds?
I don't know.
Because that dog was barking. They have a golden doodle, and you know they bark cute. Pretty loud.
I know.
Loudly.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get used to you leaving, and then he won't bark like that anymore.
Maybe I need to go visit
him. He didn't do it the other night.
Today's the first time he's done it.
That's so weird. Oh, yeah. He's always out playing in the yard. He's so cute.
Yeah, I need him to get. I guess I need to
get
play
used
with
to
him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I play with your dog? All right. Well, I think they're going to be great additions to our little street over there.
You think?
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. they are.
Our little street.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when the internet problem happened the other day and mm-hmm. all that, and mm-hmm. he was very helpful.
Yeah, he was nice about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're nice people.
They are. Let's keep it that way, Let's keep them. Let's keep them nice to us.
Okay.
And you control all of that.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
So, Jody, the guy that I was interviewing a minute ago, when you came in, we were talking about that earlier, that I was doing this interview with the guy on the Zoom. He is one of the world's leading hand surgeons. And he is of Cuban descent, and he's very handsome.
I'm sure.
Well. And he lives in Miami, and his practice is in Miami.
Oh.
His name is Alejandro.
Ooh.
Alejandro Badilla.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
what's his book about?
About how to deal with the U.S. healthcare system, how confusing it is, and all that.
Okay, stuff. All right.
So to help people with that.
Okay.
But yeah, you would have thought he was. You would have thought he was handsome.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You saw him?
Yeah, we were on a Zoom.
Oh, you were there. On a Zoom? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was handsome.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
And I have to think that if you're a doctor in Miami and you're handsome, wouldn't you wear your lab coat everywhere? Like so, you know.
Yeah, did he have it on?
Well, yeah, he was at work. He was about to go into surgery when he stopped to do the interview.
Yeah.
I'd be wearing that everywhere.
He may not need it.
What do you mean?
If he's just handsome and...
Mm-hmm. Right, but I mean, that always adds to it. You know, he's handsome.
I'm a doctor.
And he's a doctor. Mm-hmm. He's a healer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I was going to ask him if he could fix this this crooked pinky that I have from football injury.
Yeah. I bet he could.
Yeah, but I didn't, you know, he seemed like he had other important things going on.
Probably. Yeah. That's an interesting job.
Yeah. And he's a friend of Adam's, our manager. So they, I don't know if they went to school together or what, but Adam has a lot of friends who are, you know, from the intellectual world.
Sure.
Doctors and stuff like
that. Smart people.
You know, he went to Cornell, Adam did. He's a Cornell man. But then he just turned out to be a regular, like a radio lowlife, you know, in the radio business like the rest of us, you know. This is not a sophisticated business, you know.
No, it's not. It's not a word I would use for this business.
Right. But you're full on in it now.
No, I'm
not.
Look
at you. You sell advertising. Mm-hmm. You're a personality now, an on-air personality, and you love it. I mean, look at you. You're just absolutely loving it.
Yeah.
Being up in here.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love coming in here and airing our dirty laundry.
But nobody would, I mean, everybody would think we're just joking if you didn't get so mad.
Well, that was not joking. It was truthful. It was things that I really do get frustrated with. And then you poke.
Am I a pokey bowl?
Oh, you do that.
So.
And I've already got a lot going on. I just don't need you poking.
What do you have going on?
I don't want to get into it. Nobody cares. Yeah. Everybody's busy. Everybody's got lives.
I know, but why do you think they listen to this?
That's a pet peeve of mine when people act like they're all busy. Everybody's busy. Your busy might not be my busy, vice versa, but everybody's busy.
Yeah.
And when people act like they're the only people busy, that is a big pet peeve of mine.
I'm busy.
I know.
Today's my busy day.
I know.
With all of our busyness.
I know.
Mr. Todd and I have busyness to do today.
Yeah.
Eating, cooking.
Yep.
All that. Mm-hmm. Right. It's, you know, this crazy business we call show, you know, Jody. It's what it is.
Yeah.
So I guess we need to wrap up this podcast and get on with our other busyness.
Yep. All of our busyness.
Mm-hmm. So, so you don't want to come out and watch the cooking show be done today? No, I'm going
shopping. Mm-mm.
But doesn't that sound so fun?
No.
Watching it.
I'll watch it when it airs.
Watch it be taped.
I'll watch it when it airs.
Yeah, we haven't watched one in a while.
How do you know what I
watch? We used to watch them when they would come on Thursday nights at 8 Eastern when they would air live or whatever.
They still do that.
But I know, but we don't watch that anymore on Thursdays. We lost interest in me is what happened. That's okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, TJ and Jody House listeners, for
TJ and
I didn't mean to hit that yet. For indulging us in I guess is a couples therapy session. I don't know.
Yeah, today was.
Right. Okay. Should we not air this, Todd? Was it uncomfortable?
There was moments of uncomfortableness, but
it was? I didn't mean that. I mean, I was just joking.
I just don't like it when mom and dad fight.
But we weren't really, well, Jody was really fighting. I was just joking, which is the way it always is. But let's not get into that. All right.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.